Welcome to this year's edition of FCA Connect, a new show produced at FCA for you to keep you updated on what's happening at FCA. FCA equips preschool through 12th grade with biblical worldview to be passionate ambassadors of Christ and a positive impact on our community. Now to our host, FCA Senior, Casey Green.
Hi, and
welcome to this week's episode of FCA Connect. I'm here with Heather Keener, the Marketing and Communications Director here at FCA. So how are you today?
I'm great, Casey. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you for being here. I really appreciate it. So what do you do here at FCA?
Well, I am in charge of all marketing and promotions for the school. That would include things like enrollment, getting the word out so that students know about us and find out if they want to become a student here. I also do all of our fundraising, and that includes asking donors to support us, as well as activities and events, things like that, and all of our communications. So publications and also other like advertising pieces and really anything that talks about FCA or gets the word out to the general public, that's my job.
That sounds like a really cool job. I'm actually, that sounds like what my career is going to be. So
great.
I understand that. So the carnival is coming up really soon. What's the date of that?
The carnival is March 3rd this year. It's a Friday night, just like always. This mm-hmm. is the 19th year that we're having our school carnival. And we have a lot of traditions that I'm sure you
yes.
remember that happen on that night. We run from about 6 o'clock to 9:30 or 10-ish.
Yeah.
And we do invite the community. There's games and concessions, and there's a silent auction and teacher basket drawings and bounce houses and laser tag and really just everything to do for all kinds of ages. And we just invite you to come in and spend time with our community.
That's fun. So for someone who doesn't know or hasn't been to the carnival, could you explain what a teacher basket is?
Yes. A teacher basket is a themed kind of collection of items.
Yes.
So let's say you might be Mrs. Ashley's classroom, and their theme is Disney. So all of their families and, you know, the students, the parents, and the teachers kind of look around for bargains and deals, and they shop for their theme, and then they put all of their items together, and they turn out with about a... maybe like a half of an 8-foot table worth of stuff. So it's not necessarily in a basket, but it's a display.
Yes.
And we do a raffle style drawing. So you would buy tickets and put your name on the back and throw it in the bin. And then we draw out somebody's name at the end of the night, and they get to take everything home. And there's a bunch of them. There's, you know, different theme for all
yes.
the different teachers in our building.
That's crazy. I know that was always my favorite time at the end of the carnival because I've literally grown up going to the carnival. That was, like,
right.
always my favorite night of the year. But I never won a teacher basket, but that was always my thing. I'd be like,
maybe this is your year, Casey.
If I go, yeah, maybe right. this is my year. So you also have another event, per se, coming up, which is called Shadow Day, which I understand was new last year.
Right. Shadow Day is our second, possibly our most important event of the springtime. So we have mm-hmm. Carnival and Shadow Day. Carnival being for all of our families and just have a great time and raise some money. And then Shadow Day is our enrollment spin. So that is a day that we have class in session here at FCA, but we happen to know that other local schools are already on spring break that day.
Mm-hmm.
So last year, we invited students to just visit with us during the day, just see a regular school day, and it went really well. Actually, everyone had a really great time, and we had a lot of new enrollments as a result of people just coming to visit us and seeing what it's like on a regular school day here at FCA.
That's fun. Okay, I'm going to go back to the carnival real quick.
Okay.
I'm just saying this for people that are not familiar.
Right.
Is it open to everyone in the public?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right.
So what are the different costs to attend the carnival?
what a family would expect to spend on carnival night is, first of all, there's no entry fee, so you just come in the building for free.
Yes.
You are basically paying for the activities you want to do. Okay, so if you want to put some tickets in the raffles for the teacher baskets, you buy some of those tickets.
Yes.
They are $1 a piece. Usually you buy like 10 or 20 or 30 tickets. I don't know. Some people buy a lot more than that. But yeah. Usually I give each of my kids 10 tickets. So, and then you would pay for your game cards. And those are $5. And they come with 10 punches on them. So you would go to a game and it would cost one punch, or bounce houses are like four punches, and laser tag is like eight punches. Wow. So you would pay for the different games with your little punch cards.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the silent auction is just whatever you would bid on. So you can bid on items, and then you only pay for what you win.
Yeah.
So that's more of a grown-up activity, but
yeah.
definitely just a normal kind of silent auction where you just write down your bid and you have a little bid number so nobody knows who's bidding on what. But, you know, when you win that night, then you would take those items home and you pay for those there. And then concessions.
Yeah.
So if you want to buy a Coke or a hot dog or whatever, then you would pay for those.
That's fun. And I personally know this, but how are the games ran? Like, is it by volunteers or can anyone, like, do they have to be from FCA to volunteer?
Yeah, we do ask all of our students in like grades 12 and under, 6 through 12, to volunteer for games. Not everybody does, but if they're available, usually the kids do. So you're usually going to see a couple teenagers running a game, and usually our parents are volunteering at the auction, the room. I forgot to say prizes. Of course you win prizes when you win games. So there are generally adults staffing the concessions, of course, because it's food service, that's adults, you know, and things like that. But usually we just try to volunteer our families and students and make it a service to the other kids and of course a service to the community.
Yes, so. I remember that was like I would also do that like when I got old enough. Mm-hmm. I would like literally just like, volunteer the whole time. That was my thing. I'd be like, yes, work this game and work that game. So that was just like my favorite thing. And then I got like to the age of like, well, I have friends now, so like,
right,
when I hang out with them.
Yes.
So
there's different seasons of life, of course, and you get to see that.
Yeah.
This year, it's April 13th, so we had 88 students come to Shadow Day last year.
That's a lot.
It was a ton.
Remember that.
Yeah, it was really busy.
Was
at lunchtime.
Oh, my gosh.
Right. And we did things like we gave them a free lunch and we gave them a free T-shirt and we had breakfast for them when they got there. And they got to experience chapel and regular classes and things like that. But again, it'll be April 13th this year. We had 104 new students enroll last year.
Wow.
And we can't exactly, you know, count how many of those were from Shadow Day per se, but we know that the bulk of them were here. And I do know that I've spoken with mostly the high school students that came on Shadow Day were able to make their decision. Some of our high school boys that have talked with me that they said, oh, yeah, I was here on Shadow Day. That's when we decided we were going to come here, you know. So, and that's not always the case, you know. And we don't, of course, push anybody into making that decision, but we want to let them just kind of see who we are, you know. And so that's kind of a good way. Instead of, we have open house dates, but open house is not when school is in session.
Yes.
So that's kind of more for, like, the parents to come and ask questions and look around. And those dates are posted on our website, which is fcanights.org. But Shadow Day, again, is for the kids. And it's any age. It could be, you know, first, second, third grader that hangs out with somebody that they know here. Right.
Yeah.
Or it could be a high schooler that doesn't even know anybody here, but we could pair them up with someone their age so that they could show them around.
Yeah, that's so much fun. Oh, that was always the goal of my, like, my schooling was to be, like, the person that got paired up with a shadow. Because, like, I know we just started Shadow Day, but, like, we've had, like, people shadow
right,
in the past.
Right, just here and there, yes.
And, like, I'd always be like, who are they shadowing? Oh, it's not me. Oh, maybe next time. But I still never got to be a shadow. But, I mean, like, oh, well, it happens. But thank you so much for coming on the show and talking to me.
Thank you for having me here and help us get the word out. Because, again, we want to invite people in for both events. So they can call the school for more information or they can head out to our website.
Hello, everyone. This is Eli here with Trivia. This is a segment where I give you 5 tidbits of trivia factoids. So let's get right into it. In the UK, it is illegal to eat mince pies on Christmas Day. You know that? It's really unfortunate if you love yourself some mince pies on Christmas Day. A flock of crows is known as a murder. And when one of them dies, you know, I guess you could say it's a bloody murder. The average woman uses her height and lipstick every 5 years. I guess you could say they use a lot of lipstick. Polar bears can eat as many as 86 penguins in a single sitting if they live in the same place, you know. That is one feast right there. That's one gnarly Thanksgiving dinner. Heart attacks are more likely to happen on a Monday. Because we all know everybody's blood pressure gets really high on Mondays. That's all the time I have this week for trivia. Tune in next week when there are 5 more facts presented towards you.
Thanks for joining us this week at FCA Connect. We hope you've been blessed by our broadcast. If you want to learn more about FCA, please visit our website at www.fcaknights.org or call us at 740-654-2889. You can also check us out on YouTube at youtube.com and then search Fairfield Christian Academy. Till next week, God bless.